What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we go back to the phones WikiLeaks deservedly is getting a lot of attention for the information they have been putting out about the Clinton crimes and corruptions and just how widespread this culture of corruption has spread through our entire government. But they're not the only players out there. There have been a lot of people leaking, and people may have forgotten that the internal emails from the Democratic National Committee, which blew the whistle on the fact that they were rigging the primaries for Hillary Clinton, came from another group entirely called DC Leaks. Well, they've just done another huge data dump, emails from a lot of people, including Huma Abedin and the Podesta brothers. People are already starting to go through that and looking for pay dirt. We already know that Monsanto was a big donor to the Clinton Foundation. A lot of dirt is coming on out, and we need to get it on out there and really inform America what's been going on, because we still have a large number of people who are going around absolutely convinced that what they're being told by the corporate TV news media is reality, and it isn't. And I got into a discussion with somebody last night about, oh, Trump is terrible. ABC told me and all the rest of this. And I came up with a very simple thing. Do you remember how the Nazis used radio and newspapers to lie to their people, tell them how wonderful those in power were, get them to go along with the wars? And they said, yeah, of course I remember that. I said, could you remember how the Soviet Union used the newspapers and radio and even TV to lie to their people about how wonderful those in power were and get them to go along with the government agenda? So, yeah, I remember this. On what basis do you think this government is any different? Long silence out there. All right, let's see. We're going to go back to the phones here. Mike in Maryland, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. You know, I was just thinking, I really feel sorry for Hillary Clinton. It's really a shame. She took a bail to Obama in 2008 so he could become president, and now it's her turn, by God. And so I think Trump...
Are you on drugs? I'm sorry.
Not quite. I'm being facetious here.
Oh, I would certainly hope so. I was about ready to hit the drop button on you. I have no sympathy for Hillary Clinton. Go ahead and finish.
Okay, I think Trump should be magnanimous towards Hillary Clinton and offer her a job as an administration, as ambassador to Syria.
Or Libya.
Or Libya.
Yeah, ambassador to Libya. You know something? I actually agree with you on that one. Hillary for ambassador to Libya. I love that.
Okay, that's it. Keep up the great work.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Elizabeth in Connecticut. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hello?
You're on the air.
Hello? Oh,
you're
hey,
on the
how
air.
Are you? It's been a while.
I'm fine.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to just... talk a little bit about this cultural invasion that's happening. I know you touched on it, you know, both in Europe and here. And, you know, it's all about the numbers and demographics, because I think these globalists are searching for kind of world rule that is communist in its makeup. And
yes.
Then just, you know, the top. So, you know, European people just don't like that. And so they're trying to replace our populations. I mean, you see this anti-white wave right now. So many people are being attacked just for being Trump supporters, kids, adults. It's really insane. I mean, I came from California, and that state is no longer American. It's completely and totally invaded. It's virtually part of Mexico now.
What's going on with the globalists is they're trying to blur all of the various peoples of planet Earth together, mix them all together to destroy any sense of a cultural or regional or historic identity. They're also attacking our history. Look at the campaign against the Confederate flag. Oh, you can't remember that. Because people who have a strong sense of self and identity and their place in the world are much more difficult to control than people who whose sense of place is so muddied they're just grateful to be told where they're supposed to go next week. And that's a big part of it. And it isn't that they want to replace the white population in the United States. They simply want to dilute them to where there is no basis for a majority of a formation of any kind of a political movement against the globalists. And it's backfired horribly in Europe. It's backfiring horribly here because, again, I go back to this. The entire liberal political philosophy is based on an intellectual fraud that it is possible to re-engineer the human mind by re-engineering the environment around them. This came all the way out of Margaret Mead and Coming of Age of Samoa, and the liberals still lionize her as this great intellectual, and her book was a complete fraud. And that's why so many of their problems keep just cratering, because they're coming from a false prime assumption. We're going to take a second here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining the network. We're taking phone calls and talking about politics and liberalism, and at the moment the New World Order desire that no nation have a contiguous indigenous population, but everybody be blurred all together. And Donald Trump is definitely not in favor of that. He's not going along with that. And that's one of the reasons they were so opposed to him.
Yeah. The other point I wanted to make is about the Electoral College. And I know it's not, quote unquote, democratic, but I mean, democratic is basically mob rule. And if we didn't have the Electoral College, we would, people in the rural parts of the country would be ruled over by New York and California. So in a way, it protects the, you know, the rural people. And then the other small point I wanted to make, did you notice, like, that comedian Lena Dunham made a video about a week ago? It was literally about the extinction of white man. Men.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
And yeah, and then there's this Professor Noel Ignatieff, if anybody wants to go on YouTube. I mean, he literally talks about, like, I just don't get these people. It's insane. And one other point is that don't send your kids to college right now. It's really toxic on them. Send them to trade school. Make them learn how to make something with their hands, because they're messing with our children's brains.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, you go to college, it's the most rigid defender of the liberal orthodoxy. They're plunging these kids $50,000-$60,000 into student loan debt to learn things like interpretive dance and art history, none of which they're ever going to find a decent job on. Well, maybe the dancers will go over and work at the strip clubs or something, but you know, they're not really creating people to be functioning productive members of society. They're simply conditioning a future political base, and unfortunately, we're now seeing it down in the public school system. Where apparently teachers have been just filling these kids' heads full of all these horrible things that were going to happen if Trump won the election. And now that Trump has won the election, the kids are all flipping out and they're going hysterical and the teachers don't know what to do. They're probably shoving more antidepressants at them or something at this point. But it's, you know, our educational system is not about education. It's about indoctrination. And we're seeing the backlash from it because, again, it's all based on liberal ideology, which is itself founded on an intellectual fraud. And that's why they keep trying this stuff and it keeps failing. But nobody has the courage to go back and say, you know something, maybe people are born with certain inherent qualities and traits and abilities built in that are not subject to tinkering from outside.
Yeah. And there's one last point, if you don't mind. That I feel, I mean, I've felt in my life, there's a toxic third wave feminism is not only harmful to the men around us, it is very and extremely harmful to the women, because
yes,
these women end up wasting their lives on these weird careers and not thinking about having a family. And then they end up being, you know, 50 or 40 and whatever with no children, and they've left nothing behind. And that's the most beautiful thing that a woman can do, is leave a legacy of the next generation. And this feminism stuff is, I would say, if there is some kind of global thing, I mean, this is just, very toxic and harmful, and I think that we've lived long enough with this cultural Marxism in our country. We can't take it any longer.
Yeah, I'm certainly in favor of that here. I would strongly recommend you hunt down a book called Who Stole Feminism by Christine Hobbs Sommers. And Christine is herself a feminist, but she became a feminist back when it was still equity feminism, equal pay for equal work, equal access to credit, equal access to education, things we could all get behind, things that we all thought was a good idea. And her book chronicles how feminism was hijacked in the 1990s and turned into this militant gender feminism of male bashing and screaming that all men are rapists and actually trying to turn women back into a victim culture, a victim class, running and hiding all the time because the evil male rapists were going to come on out and do things to them. And it got seriously out of control. And Christine Hobbs Sommers wrote a very, very good book on how this all came down. And it's definitely worth looking at.
Thank you very much, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you doing, Mike? Mike, you know, as far as the Electoral College goes, if you had just based on a popular vote, these elections would be run a different way. There would be more of an attempt to get to go to more areas of the country and go after every vote rather than to single out certain states that are called battleground states and all that. That's the only thing. Trump would have still won and probably won by an even bigger landslide had that happened. The only thing is this. If we're going to change it, before they change it, it has to be a constitutional amendment anyway. What they need to do is make sure that everybody who votes has a picture ID, no excuses, no nothing. Everybody who's registered has to prove their citizenship as when they register to vote, and then I could go for it, because California especially is one of the worst when it comes to illegal aliens voting. The rolls of the dead people are still in the rolls. Non-citizens are voting. They're getting licenses, and Jerry Brown, of course, is one of the worst dirtbags probably in as far as governors in the whole country. So, I mean, that's got to change if they're ever going to bring back. Meanwhile, Trump has won his fair and square. Most of the states, the vast majority of states in middle America favor him. I think by the time this is over, he's going to get, you know, you were worried yesterday that they're going to try to steal on the electoral vote, that he didn't get some of these votes. Well, Arizona yesterday came out and definitely said there that Trump won. And
yeah,
it looks like Michigan is.
We reported that at the very top of the show there. And I mean, our Constitution is definitely 200 years old, and it was written at a time before telegraph, before radio, before TV, before the internet. And there are probably a lot of areas where it needs improvement. The issue I have is that the candidates agreed to play by a certain set of rules in that this campaign is all about winning electors, not the popularity contest. And now that Hillary has lost, she's out there with her supporters trying to say, well, you should change the rules so I can claim victory. But again, when you look at an estimated 1.9 million dead people registered to vote, tens of thousands of illegal immigrants voting using those dead people's registrations, 60,000 felons who were pardoned in order to give them their voting rights to go and vote for Hillary Clinton. We don't actually know how many votes Hillary Clinton got from legal American citizens alive and able to vote properly. We don't know. So it's ridiculous to argue that she won the popular vote when there's absolutely no trust in this election system itself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, especially states like California, New York, and for that matter, Illinois, where there's nothing but corruption going on when it comes to voting. So, I'm as far as, by the way, these people calling for violence and all, they would, if you ever got the true Americans coming out there and say enough is enough, they would put that resurrection down so quickly, because these people, like you said, these people don't even know how to handle a gun, okay? Let alone do anything else. They would get slaughtered. And the other thing is, too, in the old days, and hopefully when Trump becomes president, it's going to happen again, illegal aliens wouldn't dare go out there in the street and riot and demonstrate. They would be too afraid of La Nigra coming out there and scooping them up. And that's what you need to have done. You have, need to have the Border Patrol and the immigration officers out there. And as soon as they start, they should start rounding them up and seeing, are you here, and sending them back to, I don't know, wherever they come from, Mexico, Central America, wherever. You know, that's mm-hmm. another thing. And, but you don't have that anymore. It's now that they're not even fearful anymore of getting caught. Because Obama said, the other day, basically encouraged them to go and vote.
And so we've got a government made up of criminals. Both the Bushes and the Clintons go all the way back to the CIA's Operation Screwworm, which was this illegal gun and drug running smuggling operation into Nicaragua, and the USN was in Arkansas under then Governor Bill Clinton. Well, if you have a criminal government, you develop a society that's very tolerant of crime, where the laws are only applied to the little people to keep them obedient servants, paying the bills and breeding more workers and children. And around them, you have this culture of crime and corruption where people think it's okay to go on out and behave this way. That's one of the really scary things about this entire campaign, is just how many American citizens were perfectly comfortable going along with trying to steal this election on behalf of Hillary Clinton. And it almost makes me ashamed to be an American.
You know what else I don't understand? I don't stand a lot of Black America.
I don't want to go there. In any event, we're really short on time, and I got to get through a few more phone calls. Then we're going to close the lines and get back to the news leading up to the top of the hour and the lovely lady Claire. So let's go to Bob in Brooklyn. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I want to congratulate you. People like you and the rest of you guys. Hey, back it's a Hillary, like you said yesterday.
Yes.
Number two, I hope Newsweek doesn't throw away all those magazines. You know about.
I'd sure like to get my hands on one of those. I want to get one of those for Donald Trump, so he can do the Truman pose with it.
Well,
that's
sure
what
he's
I
got
want.
One. He'll frame it up in his office. But what I want to say is, Hillary's going to need wallpaper for her jail cell. What do you think of that?
Oh, that would be a that would be the perfect thing. Yeah, paper her cell with those covers and everything. Just let her, stew in her own rage and frustration. Again, I think the best of all possible punishments for any of these money junkies is to make them poor people and force them to live just like we have to. And that is a punishment worse than prison, worse than death. And I think that's where we need to focus.
Maybe they make a door catcher of Mayberry, for all I care. Okay, my main thing to ask you, do you know about the Podesta email from, guess who, Bernie Madoff?
I was not aware of that one. Please enlighten us.
Okay, I'll tell you what I read. I got it. I could read it for you, but it doesn't matter. It's an authenticated email that he sent in March of last year. Guess who? To Podesta, trying to cut a deal. Turns out Bernie's got money hidden away, $70 million. And he knows he can't get out of jail. He's only asking for 1% in the email. He wants to make a deal with Podesta. Come over and see me. We could iron things out.
Oh, you need to send that to me. You need to email that to me right now and put that out there.
I know how to do
that.
I send a copy. Yeah, it's a one-page thing.
I'll tell you what. I'll hunt it down. I'm sure it's out there in other places. And what I can do is if this is one of the WikiLeaks releases, I'll use their search engine to find it. Anyway, listen, Bob, we're coming to a commercial break, so I'm going to have to let you go here. And we're going to put the rest of the calls into the next segment, and then we're going to close the phone lines because I got a bunch of news. It is amazing to see the blame-shifting regatta well and truly underway. Everybody is pointing fingers every other way, trying to put the blame for this turn of events on somebody else. Trying to recover from all of this blatant support for Hillary Clinton that has now been exposed as a fraud from beginning to end. And there are some people who are trying to seriously analyze what's going on. And Bernie Sanders is saying it's really simple. Trump won because the Democratic Party failed working people and betrayed its own rank and file voters. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And one thing we have to be careful of, even though the election is over, and in the context of Hillary's people still holding out hope that they can somehow reverse the will of the American people through riots or, you know, bribing the Electoral College or anything, there is a lot of bogus news being put on out to try and harm Trump's image before he even gets into that White House. Story came on out about how Donald Trump has said he's going to reopen the 9/11 investigation. We'd all like to see that. But Trump is not dumb enough to make that announcement before he's inside the White House and fully protected. But there's a lot of junk that's going on out there, and we have to be very, very careful because they're still planting hoax stories to try and make Trump look bad about how Trump is still secretly going to be giving Israel everything they want, blah, 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 blah. Okay, back to the telephones. Janet in Kansas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. I'd like to ask you a couple questions about Dodd-Frank. I mean, you had a little article that I understand that they're talking about renegotiating Dodd-Frank, which will eliminate bailouts, of course, of big banks.
But well, actually, they're talking about an outright repeal. They're talking about an outright repeal and going back to Glass-Steagall.
Well, the other thing that I understand they're talking about is if they keep Dodd-Frank in some form or other, it will allow for bail-ins, which is what Deutsche Bank is going through. Bail-in is wherein the bank can seize the deposits and
yes.
the shareholders' equity. That means if you're banking with Wells Fargo or somebody like that and they go down, they can come and take your deposits out of your checking account, savings account, whatever.
Yes, because the Congress about, I think it was 2 years ago, Congress came on out and legally redefined a bank savings account holder from being a customer to being an unsecured investor in the bank,
yes.
meaning you are now
yes.
expected to share in their losses, which is a good reason to take all your money out of the bank right now. But big part of Dodd-Frank was that it basically repealed Glass-Steagall, which was
right.
First passed back during the Depression of the 1930s when
yes.
Wall Street allowed investment banks and depositor banks to be owned by the same company, which opened up the possibility of the investor bank engaging in high-risk speculation with depositor funds, which is a big part of what led to the Depression in the 1930s and was a big part of the crash of
yes.
2008. We need to go back to where they're separated, where a depositor bank is taking care of the depositors and investment banks are using their own money or those of their customers who understand they're dealing with high risk to go on out and play with these ventures.
Okay. Now, as I understand it, it's Trump and some of his advisors that are recommending this.
Yeah, Trump and his advisors are recommending getting rid of Dodd-Frank and going back to Glass-Steagall. And by the way, they're not going to get a lot of opposition from anywhere except Wall Street on this one, because everybody now
yeah.
understands it was a complete disaster. It led to it certainly contributed to the meltdown of 2008 and this just completely runaway greed culture of Wall Street that impoverished the nation and created all these instant overnight billionaires in the hedge funds.
Well, and I understand if they get this through, that means if one of these big banks go down again, they have to go through bankruptcy. And that
yeah, and they should. They should.
Yes.
You know,
and break them up.
If they're engaging in criminal actions or they're making bad choices, let them go out of business and open up room for somebody with better fiscal sense and better ethics to start a business. And for the last decade, our government seems to want to prop up failing businesses and shutting out newcomers who might actually do a better job. That's not really very progressive for a government that prides itself on being progressive. Janet, got to let you go. Got to do a break for commercials.
Okay.
Back with a couple of phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How you doing? This is Jimmy from Zipa. And I want to talk to you a little bit about Black Friday and Cyber Monday. All you people that like to procrastinate, the people that like to go ahead on Black Friday the night before and they camp out waiting for that great deal. Well, hello, newsflash, the deal for Zipa is now. The deal for Zipa is today. We do not reward procrastination. If you want a great price on a Zipa, go to Zipa.com and buy now. If you're going to go ahead and procrastinate, we're going to penalize you for it. What does that mean? That means the price of all the Zipas go up on Black Friday. And you know what happens on Cyber Monday? It goes up again. This is the last opportunity that you will have to get this great price for the Zipa. This is the time now. You wait till Black Friday, the price is going up. Because remember, sleep is priceless. Go to Zipa.com, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, and get the deal now.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take two more phone calls, and then we are closing the phone line, so don't bother calling in at this point because we got two people waiting on hold. And we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Bruce, aloha. Thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind? We lost Bruce. Let's go to Bill in Philadelphia. Aloha, Bill. What's on your mind? Bill, are you there?
I am here. I am here. I just want to say thank you, Michael. Thank you, your wife, Alex Jones, Breitbart, Drudge. All you guys are absolute saints, because if it wasn't for you guys, a lot of us wouldn't have the slightest idea what's going on in this world, because the media is totally trash. I was working the polls here in Philadelphia, and out of 850 people who voted, you know how many people voted for Trump? Get one guess.
Enlighten us.
12. And me and my wife were two of them. Anyway, I just have, and thank God, dude, the whole country is not like Philadelphia. I just want to say that. Anyway, if for whatever reason that Hillary gets a pardon, is there, it, can that be reversed? That's the question.
Well, I mean, Donald Trump's going to be the president. He's going to have a GOP Congress. He's going to be picking judges for the Supreme Court. The fact of the matter is that there actually is no legal definition regarding a preemptive pardon by the president. It's a legal fiction because technically a pardon only has an effect when somebody has been charged and convicted, and then it goes into the file. This person has now been pardoned by the chief executive. If there is no file, there really is no pardon. It's almost little more than a propaganda device saying, I am telling you, you know, not to, you know, not to investigate over here. But certainly the one area that is wide open is that once Trump takes office, if new crimes surface or if new information surfaces about old crimes, any existing pardons are irrelevant. If you are convicted of stealing from a 7-Eleven store and you are pardoned for that, and then you go out and you rob another 7-Eleven store, that previous pardon does not keep you out of trouble. So the same principle Great. Would apply here. And we know there is a huge amount of crime and corruption in the Clintons' background that has never even been looked at seriously yet. So we're just going to keep putting the pressure on until finally there is a popular mandate saying, you know, something has to be done. We cannot honestly tell our children that they should follow the rules and obey the laws when we see these very rich and powerful people just doing whatever they feel like doing and getting away with it. That's a terrible example to set for our children and certainly for the next generation. And by the way, I noticed my wife and I went out and did our shopping this morning, and I was wearing my Hillary for Prison t-shirt and my Hillary for Prison button, and I was getting a lot of positive feedback on that. It's like now the election is over and Trump won, people are willing to be a lot more open about their misgivings regarding Hillary Clinton. So we need to take advantage of that.
Yeah, the transition period, it probably won't be that long before people come to their senses anyway.
Well, again, all of this rioting going on in the streets and the vandalism and everything, that's going to backfire horribly because America is getting a look at the true face of Hillary Clinton and her supporters. It's the criminal class.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Anyway, thank you, Michael. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to close the phone lines. I want to get some more news stories out here, some more real news before the top of the hour when the lovely Lady Claire comes on in here. So we were talking about the blame-shifting regatta. Everybody's pointing fingers, and everybody's got an analysis out there. Over at Aletho News, they're saying, poor liberals, you've got nobody to blame for yourselves. But yourselves for what happened. And just talking about how they really almost lost touch with reality, with the extreme political correctness, the victimhood, you know, saying you've got to have all these the nonsense over what bathroom we're supposed to be using. It really got completely out of control. And I think in many ways, the liberal establishment fell into a trap that I have seen politicians, and certainly during my time in Hollywood, I saw a lot of celebrities fall into it, and that is the trap of starting to believe your own press releases. And I think the liberals stopped seeing what was going on in front of them and started believing their own propaganda about how well they were loved and the American people are with them and the people are going to be for Hillary. And that's why they got caught so by surprise. I mean, the corporate media obviously would have not gone along with this idea of selling Hillary to us unless they had a high expectation of success. And Trump's win has taken them completely by surprise. And they're thrashing around trying to figure out what they're going to do with it, because now everybody has seen that during the 2016 elections, the corporate media was not unbiased. They were not objective. They were not fair and balanced. They were advocates for the Democrats and the liberals in what we know was a rigged election right from the primaries. And so they're struggling with that. And they actually thought they were going to pull it off, maybe because they've had so many successes in the past. But they don't seem to understand how the world has changed. Now, Franklin Roosevelt won his election by taking advantage of radio. John F. Kennedy prevailed in his first election by using TV effectively. His TV debate with Richard Nixon is actually studied for all the mistakes that Nixon made in terms of his makeup and his demeanor and his presentation and for what Kennedy did. And Donald Trump won this election by successfully using social media and the independent media in his campaign. And we're seeing people over at CNN are wringing their hands and saying, "Oh, those kids with their blogs and the websites, they just wrecked it for everybody." No, we didn't. We just wrecked it for the criminals in power, and that was what we set out to do here. So we're seeing more and more articles, and I don't know how genuine these are, but I'm looking at one at Splice Today, where they're talking about how they were a Trump supporter all along, but they were afraid to be public about it because of all the harassment that was coming down from Hillary's people, the brown shirts. And people are now starting to come on out and say, yes, we knew there was an issue with Hillary. We knew Trump was not perfect, but he's the better option. And that's where Trump's victory came from, and that's why it caught so many people completely by surprise. And I'll be honest, caught me by surprise. I thought for sure Hillary had succeeded in stealing the election. I know she certainly thought so. Another article coming on out from Zero Hedge carrying a warning we should all heed. Hillary is down, but not the oligarchs. They're still out there. Soros is still out there playing his games, plotting to end democracy in this country and turn it into a dictatorship like he's done so many other places like Ukraine. What a disaster Ukraine has turned into. Do you want to see what's going on in Ukraine happening here in the United States? Do you want to see what's happening with all the problems with the refugees in Europe here in the United States? And if the answer is no, and it should be, or seek therapy, then you've got to stand up and oppose George Soros and all of his non-governmental organizations. And I hope he gets taken to the cleaners in that lawsuit over that dead Dallas police officer. Because, yes, Soros tinkering with the world has resulted in deaths all across the globe for which he should be held accountable. We have the gun grabbers who are out there saying that the gun manufacturers ought to be held liable for people killed with their product. All right, well, let's apply that to George Soros, who throws his money into these organizations who go on out and destabilize governments, cause riots. Remember during the Maidan in Kiev, they had snipers up on the roofs shooting in both directions to fan the anger up. Soros paid for all that. He's guilty. He's guilty of conspiracy to commit murder. I certainly hope we're not going to have a bunch of George Soros snipers up on the rooftops on some of these anti-Trump protests shooting in all directions to try and get things wound up, but they could. This is how he likes to play. And I have a serious, serious problem with these money junkies who think that having that much money gives them a divine right to play with this planet and its people like toys. I don't want George Soros in control of this country. He's not been elected to that office. Now, a lot of people are saying, whither the Democratic Party? Because with Hillary Clinton's downfall, Debbie Wasserman Schultz having to resign, and now they're talking about Donna Brazile needs to be kicked out. The Democratic Party is almost leaderless, directionless, and talentless. They've got people like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. There are no new young up-and-comers that can be presented as the future of the Democratic Party, except possibly, of course, Chelsea Clinton, who's already being groomed for a run for the Congress. But the Democrats did it to themselves back when they anointed Hillary at their convention. And I actually put up this little graphic and said, "Congratulations, Democrats. You are now welded to Hillary Clinton's destiny. And when she goes down, it will destroy the Democratic Party the way Richard Nixon destroyed the GOP. And it will be 10 years before they can recover, at least." story over on CNN, How Did Trump Win? Here are 24 theories. And, of course, nowhere in there is this idea that maybe CNN's blatant bias toward Hillary Clinton might have alienated a lot of their viewers. The short version is, it's all the fault of the internet and all those white people. Those white people, they're the ones who just cursed us with Donald Trump. All these white people, we need to get rid of them. Now, can you imagine what would happen if somebody at CNN or ABC or NBC said, those black people are all a problem, we got to get rid of them? Why is it okay to be bashing on white people and talking about exterminating them and get a free pass when applied to any other ethnic group, you would be vilified and demonized, lose your job, and banished from your career? Who is it who painted a target on the back of white people? Story out of the New York Times, Thoughts for the Horrified. And they're out there saying, we were just as surprised and taken aback as anybody else over what was going on. And they're basically taking their Nobel Prize winning columnist and they're wagging him out saying, see, he's got a Nobel Prize, you should listen to him. As he thrashes about and wrings his hands and whines and moans about how this could have happened in the United States of America, that they did not get the president they thought we should have. Story out of Business Insider, Trump's win has shattered the Democratic Party. Well, maybe, maybe not. In my opinion, the Democratic Party wrecked the Democratic Party. First and foremost, by openly defying their own Democratic voters to sabotage Bernie Sanders and hand the nomination to Hillary Clinton. They alienated their own base. By openly cheating, they destroyed their own credibility. Looking at the demographics from the election, one of the things that leaps right on out is voter turnout among Democrats was actually quite low. And reading between the lines, it looks like Bernie Sanders supporters did one of two things. They voted for Donald Trump, or they didn't bother voting at all. And the Democrats did this to themselves. I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. They're now firmly welded to the fate of Hillary Clinton, and we still have the investigations into the Clinton Foundation, possible espionage involving that email server, going back and looking at the death of Ron Brown, the death of Vince Foster, the death of Seth Rich. There's a rich harvest of scandal and corruption and crime and hopefully prosecutions to go through over the next 4 years, and we're going to have a sympathetic administration to work with. Story coming out of the Political Insider, experts are now agreeing the Clinton Foundation's not going to survive. It was propped up by the political connections of the Clintons and the expectation that Hillary was going to wind up being the president. Huge amounts of money were being poured into that foundation. And even in the leaked emails from WikiLeaks, Hillary's own people are saying the people making these donations are expecting there to be favors from a future, or either from the state Secretary of State Hillary Clinton or the future President Hillary Clinton. Well, now that Hillary has lost, those donations are going to dry up. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if some people are asking for refunds. And they have that IRS investigation hanging over them as well. And Hillary is not going to have the bully puppet of the Oval Office to prop up the core of this corrupt network. Remember when Cher said back on the 6th, just before the election, came on out and said, if Trump wins, I'm going to leave the planet. Canada is apparently not far enough away for her. Cher was saying, if Trump wins, I'm going to have to leave the planet. Okay, Cher, can I have your car? I need a new car. I understand you drive a very nice car. I could use your car, as long as you're going to be leaving it behind. And by the way, all of these celebrities who said they were going to leave the country, well, they're all, they're either backtracking. Whoopi Goldberg is saying she never actually said that. Others are saying, oh, it was just a joke. It's not really going to happen. And the rest are just staying silent and pretending like nothing ever went wrong. Megyn Kelly is now out there telling her audiences that, you know something, the Trump presidency is going to turn out okay. It's not going to be the end of the world. We were just kidding you about aliens invading and eating your brains if Trump won. Just like I was kidding about a little radiation is good for... Oh, no, that was Ann Coulter who said radiation was good for you. Now, the Saudis are a little less enthusiastic about President Trump, mostly because, as I've said before, Trump's a billionaire. He's got his own money. He can't be bought. He can't be bribed. He doesn't need it. And, you know, there was an interesting quote from Ben Franklin, who, in the midst of designing a republic and a democracy, admitted that our very best and our very worst leaders would be the very, very rich. And he hoped that the best of the rich would be our leaders because they wouldn't be confused about their own economic need in making choices for the country. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Yeah. and Aloha America. Welcome back to our show here. Coming up on the top, somebody just actually sent me from the WikiLeaks.org website this email that purports to be from Bernie Madoff to John Podesta. I don't know if it really was from Bernie Madoff. I got to tell you, reading it, it almost reads like the Nigerian scam. I've got all this money in a bank. I need your help to get it out, for which I will share. I'm starting to think somebody was like yanking Podesta's ankle on this because of the way it's written. It's funny to read. Maybe it was real. Maybe it was made off, but it's entertaining. What can I tell you? Schumer is now telling labor leaders the Trans-Pacific Partnership is now officially dead, which I think is a good thing. Now, getting on back to the ramifications of Trump's victory, do you remember a while back when Newt Gingrich was talking about the possibility of a Trump presidency, and he made that weird comment that Trump drives the establishment crazy, he's uncontrollable, he was not in the secret society, he hasn't been through the initiation rites, and they have no idea how to relate to him? Well, yeah, that's why we liked him. He wasn't part of the clique. He wasn't part of the elites. Wasn't part of that established political machine. That's why we liked him. That's why we disliked Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton was just going to be more of the same that we've already been through. The Syrians are absolutely delighted at Trump's victory, saying that American voters have chosen to put a stop to the U.S. financing of terrorism, because the Syrians are just as aware as you are that the U.S. government, President Obama, then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, were actually funding and supporting ISIS. And by the way, apparently ISIS over in Mosul is now using chemical weapons. Ooh, bad ISIS. They're committing war crimes here. Over in Syria, the fighting is still going on. It doesn't look like Russia has started their push into Aleppo, but the Syrian forces have managed to enter Minag Air Base, primarily trying to recover wounded and dead, but they are continuing to make gains. Oh, there you are. Okay. All right. Apparently, over in Brussels, Juncker is threatening the Prime Minister of Italy. You will obey the EU. Because it does look like the EU is starting to come apart. They're dealing with the Brexit. They're trying to figure out some way they can overturn that. And you've got other countries. France is talking about leaving. Italy's talking about leaving. It's all starting to fall apart. And Juncker's just having a cow over this. His trans-European empire is starting to fall apart. And, of course, above him, you have Soros and the other globalists who are seeing their dream of a single world government in their lifetime evaporate. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site.
and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.